hope you guys are all well this morning and excited for what God has laid on my heart. I know I am, and I'm excited to share with you guys just the words that God's been speaking to me over these last couple of weeks. So I want to start with a story, though. Back in my day, all those years ago, when I first started coming, is a long time ago, I'm old. When I first started coming to this church, I had to catch the bus because I didn't have a license. And often I would have to take two buses to get to church in the morning, every Sunday morning. And one day I ended up losing my bus card. It was really frustrating for me because not only was my bus card important for getting to church, but it was also how I got to work and how I got essentially anywhere I wanted to go because I didn't have a license at the time. And I remember praying that I would just find this card, and I was spending forever looking for it anywhere that I could think of to find that it might be. And so for about 2 weeks or so, I don't have a bus card and I'm struggling to get to work and to church and to all the places I need to be. Then one day, after a really long period where I wasn't hanging out with God in the scriptures or really spending time with him in the Bible at all, I decided it was about time I pick up my Bible again and start reading it again. And I remember picking it up and just opening it up to a random page. And guess what was sitting there in my Bible? My bus pass, of all things. Now, there's a couple of reasons why this experience has stuck with me all of these years. First of all, there's no logical reason why my bus card would be in my Bible. I hadn't picked up my Bible for a really long period of time, and I had still been using my bus card up till about a week or so ago. Secondly, God was showing me such a clear message that day that I've never forgotten. You see, I had spent several years turning away from God. And at this point, I'd only just started to come back to my faith and come back to church for a few months now. And at that point in my journey, I thought that the most important thing for my relationship with God was to be going to church. And I still believe it is important. It's a very important part of our faith journeys. But I had been neglecting other areas of my walk with Christ, like spending personal time in the scriptures or spending time praying, because I thought that just going to church was enough. Through this experience, God had taught me a valuable thing, that a personal relationship with him doesn't come just through the attendance to church on a Sunday. I'm not a Christian just because I show up to church on Sunday. That just makes me a seat warmer. Relationship with God is personal and intimate and pursued outside of these walls as well. And it happens through getting to know our God through the Bible and communicating with him in prayer. And if I'm not making time to sit down and be fed in the word daily, then I'm missing a valuable and significant part of my relationship with our Heavenly Father. In today's message, we're going to be looking at the importance of the Bible, not just why it's important, but also how we need to know our scriptures so that we can guard our hearts against lies and false teachings and remain steadfast in the truth of God's word. Now, I know that Ben has already prayed, but I would love to just take a moment now and pray with you guys before I keep going. Father God, we want to come before you now and just lay aside any distractions that we have as we've come through the doors this morning. We really want to just be present to what it is that you have to share with us and say to us today. Holy Spirit, may you come and fill this building that we may know and see and seek your presence. And that, Lord, in this time together this morning, that you may use me for your glory and your honor. And Lord, that you may speak through me as you speak to every single one of us here. May our hearts be open to receive you today. In your name we pray. Amen. Now in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1 to 5 it says, "In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing in his kingdom, I give you this charge: preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of evangelist, discharge all of the duties of your ministry. And in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20 to 21, it says, Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to your care. Turn away from godless chatter and the opposing ideas of what is falsely called knowledge, which some have professed and in so doing have departed from the faith. Grace be with you all. The title of today's message is Guard Your Heart Against Foolishness. And these two passages from 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy are our main passages for today. What does it look like for us to guard our heart against foolishness? In the context of these two passages, we can probably agree that foolishness is false teachings. It is those who choose to only listen to what they want to hear. Pastors, preachers, people who do not preach the truth of Scripture, but instead use Scripture to preach lies, whether they realize it or not. And maybe it is also cherry-picking Scripture so that we can justify living however we want to live and doing whatever we want to do. Paul talks about it as godless chatter. He also speaks about it as turning our ears away from truth and turning aside to myths. I'm sure we can all agree that we are surrounded daily by people and society and influences and culture that doesn't speak God's truth, all telling us how to live and what to do. And Paul warns Timothy here, telling him to turn away from the opposing ideas of what is falsely called knowledge, from the lies that the enemy is spreading strategically through the misuse and misinterpretations of God's holy word. For those who speak false knowledge have departed from the faith. Paul tells Timothy to guard the truth and to be prepared. Know the Scriptures, hold them close to yourself, memorize them. For this world is full of people who do not hold fast to the truth of God's word. There is a passage that comes to mind pretty quickly when I was thinking about an easy example to give of a Bible verse that I've often seen not being fully understood in the correct context of Scripture and therefore being lived out incorrectly. And that was Philippians 4:13, which says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Too often I've heard this verse being misquoted by people who declare that they can do whatever they want because Christ supports them and helps them to do so. I can live however I want to live and do whatever I want to do because I'm a Christian and that means that Jesus will help me to accomplish whatever it is that I want to accomplish. Jesus calls us as his disciples to live in the will of God. That is God's design for us. The true context of this passage is that I can do all things that God has called me to do according to his will. Because if he has called me, then he has equipped me and he will be my strength. For even if what he calls me to is hard, he will never leave me. Over the years, unfortunately, I've lost friends and I've seen friends walk away from different churches because they felt convicted by what was being preached or by what they were reading in the Bible. They didn't like to be told that the sin that they wanted to hold on to was sin. They didn't want to hear that the way that they were choosing to live was actually going against God's heart for his people. They were comfortable and they wanted a church and a community to tell them that they could continue to live how they wanted to live and do whatever they wanted to do. And that was okay in the eyes of the community and in the eyes of God. That God actually wanted them to continue to live the way that they were. And it breaks my heart. Because God's word is not something for us to pick and choose from to find parts of Scripture that justifies our thoughts, feelings, and actions. God's word is not here to for us to use however we want and to twist it so it makes us feel better about continuing to live however we want to live. God's heart is not for us to live however we want and in doing so allow the sins of our life to separate us from the love of our God. God's heart is for all people to know and live in his truth and his love. And for his children, those who have given their hearts to God, not to continue to live under the lies of the enemy and instead come to surrender every desire, every temptation, every false belief, every wrong teaching to our Heavenly Father and to walk in the way of truth. Paul is warning Timothy to stand firm. And we are to stand firm as well, to stand firm in God's truth, which is the word of God, the Bible. But how can we stand firm in God's truth if we do not know what that truth is? How can we know the difference between true and false teachings if we do not know the Bible? We can't. And I could stand up here for the remainder of our time together and just say, read your Bible, dwell in God's word, and stand firm in God's truth over and over and over again. And hopefully you guys would walk out of this service at the end and remember how important it is for us to be reading the Bible. But let's actually spend some time taking a closer look at this. Why is reading the Bible important? Well, I think first of all, I want to just clarify two things. First of all, reading the Bible only on a Sunday when you come to church and you see it up on a screen or in worship is not enough. Paul strongly warns Timothy that we need to guard our hearts against false teachings, but that means that we need to be gaining a personal knowledge and understanding of the Bible that comes from first and foremost our own time in the Word. And then on top of that, also listening to what others preach, but then making sure that we have knowledge of the Word so that we can discern what we hear and not just simply and blindly believe everything that other people speak. So that we can know God's truth. Relationship with God comes from a personal relationship with God. A faith that is only built off the faith of others and dependent on others' walk with God will not stand firm. For God calls each of us to live personally in relationship with Him, built out of a personal connection and intimacy with Him. We need to be diving into our Bibles. We need to be learning from the scriptures. And yes, at times we do it with others by our side, and that is important, but we also need to be doing it on our own, in our personal time with God. My little sister has this friend who she's spoken about on several different occasions. And I could tell you the last country they traveled to, where they live, a bit about their family, what they do for fun, and many other things about this person. But I've never met them before. And yet I know a lot about them. Are they my friend? No. We aren't even acquaintances. All of what I know about them is what I've heard from someone else, but that doesn't mean that I personally know them. We need to be very careful about allowing others the role of being the only source in our lives telling us about who God is and how we should live without ever coming to Him ourselves and getting to know Jesus Christ personally through the Word. That's not a relationship. That's not even a friendship. And it's definitely not what God has for us. Not just because God has invited us into relationship with Him, which He does through His Son, Jesus Christ. And not just because He wants us to know Him for ourselves instead of secondhand through other people, but because how can we stand firm in our relationship with God if the ground that we are standing on is built on the words and beliefs of others and not in our own relationship with Christ? I know that God is real and that He has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to set me free and invite me into relationship with Him, because I haven't just heard testimony of others' lives where they've experienced Him, but because I've experienced Him myself through reading His Word and being in a personal relationship with Him. I haven't just heard the truth of Scripture through the mouths and opinions of others, but I've gone to the source myself and I've read it so that I may be able to stand firm in God's truth, in His Word, and know what it is that I'm standing firm on when I say that I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. We need to be making an intentional effort to fill our lives with God's Word and to be consistent in that effort. And the second thing that I want to clarify is this. Reading the Bible like we would read any other kind of fictional text is not what I mean when I talk about reading the scriptures. I'm not referring to how we can sometimes just simply go through the motions of picking up our Bible, opening it, and then reading a few verses, a chapter or two, closing it, forgetting about it, and ticking it off our to-do list for the day. And I'm sure we've all done that before. I know that I have definitely done that before. However, as I talk about reading the scriptures in today's message, I want us all to be aware that what I'm referring to is when we make time to dwell in the scriptures, digging for God's truth and His revelation as we read His words. not just simply reading through the verses, but allowing these words to transform us and grow us as we read them. That's what I'm talking about. So now that I've clarified these two things, instead of asking the question, why is reading the Bible important? Maybe the question we should be asking is, why is knowing the scriptures not optional in our walk with God? Because if we truly want to live victorious lives for God, then we need to stop thinking and acting like reading our Bible is an optional part of relationship with Him. God has given us something so precious, so powerful, and far too often we get caught up in thinking it's an optional part of faith. There's 5 points that I want to make this morning to help us to understand better why knowing the scriptures is not an option in our walk with God. I've already spoken about how it is important for us to know God's truth through His word because it helps us to distinguish between false teachings and God's word so we can stand firm in faith. So we already have our first point, which is to know the truth. There is no central truth that every single person on earth, believer or non-believer, agrees on. And the separation between what believers and non-believers believe is fixed and extremely important. Because that is the difference between salvation and life separated from God. And what it boils down to is authority. Who has authority to decide what is good or bad, right or wrong, true or false? The world will tell you that each individual has their own authority to decide for themselves. Your truth is your truth, and you can do whatever you want to do to make you happy. And no one can tell you otherwise because only you can determine what is right and wrong for you. Scripture tells us that all authority in heaven and on earth belongs to God and God alone, and that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one can come to the Father except through Him. There is only one truth, and that is God's truth, and we can know the truth by reading the Bible. And everything about how we live, how we see this world, our convictions, our beliefs, and our understandings all should be coming from this truth, the Bible. Point two is that God speaks to us through His word. And then we can communicate back to God through prayer. And if we have the scriptures stored up in our hearts and in our mind, then we can better communicate with God. There's a story that I'm sure some of you know, and I apologize if I don't say it exactly how all of you know it, but this is the version that I know. So there was a man once who heard about a flood that was going to happen in his area. A weather reporter had shared about this flood and encouraged everyone to quickly evacuate because it wasn't going to be safe. But this man, however, believed that he didn't need to leave because God would save him. So the rain started to fall and someone in their car drove past and stops when they see this man and offers to give him a lift. But this man refuses, saying, "No, it's okay. God is going to save me." So the car drives off. Well, it continues to rain and eventually the water begins to get kind of high and this man is now floating on a piece of furniture from his house. And someone else comes by in a boat and offers to give him a lift. And he says, "No, no, it's okay. God is going to save me." And so the waters, that guy in the boat leaves, and the water continues to rise until eventually this man is sitting on his roof and someone in a helicopter comes past and stops because they see the man sitting on his roof and says, "Hey, I can give you a lift. Hop in the helicopter." And this man goes, "No, it's all right. God's going to save me." And so eventually the waters get too high and this man drowns. And so he's in heaven and he says to God, "Why didn't you save me?" And God replies, "I tried. I sent you a car, I sent you a boat, I sent you a helicopter, but you ignored every single one of them." I share this story with you guys because I want to highlight again something that is really important for us all to understand. As Christians, reading our Bible, like I've already mentioned, shouldn't be something that we consider as optional. It's a vital part of our relationship with God. The main way that God speaks to His children is through His word. And if we aren't digging into the scriptures and dwelling in that space regularly, then we are going to miss so much of what God has to offer us. And we can be left wondering why God feels so distant, or why we can't hear from him, or why we don't understand why things are the way that they are in our lives. We can get caught up in seeking God in spaces that aren't scripture, and we miss out on actually hearing God and experiencing him as he intended us to through scripture. Now, that's not to say that God doesn't speak to us and show us things outside of scripture, because he can and he does. However, we need to know our scriptures well so that we are able to discern and know whether or not something is of God. Scripture always points us towards our Heavenly Father, and it is through our understanding of the Bible that we are able to hear from God in other ways as well. When we know our Bible, we can more clearly hear and see God moving and working in us and in this world. And God doesn't want us to miss out when he speaks. He doesn't want us to miss out on what he has for us. The next point, point three, is this. The Bible testifies of Jesus Christ, and we are called to live as he did. The Bible testifies of God's love shown for great love for us, shown through the sending of his Son, Jesus Christ, so that he may fulfill the law and create a way for God's children to live in communion with him, and that one day Jesus will return. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible points to Christ. As disciples of Jesus called to live as Jesus did, that our lives may be a testimony of God's love and grace to all people, there is no better way for us to know how to live as Jesus did than to read the scriptures, which points us to him, and then to live out those scriptures that we may be continuously transformed more into the likeness of Christ. James 1, 22 to 25 says, Do not just listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. If we are to guard our hearts against foolishness, we need to not only know our scriptures so that we may discern false teachings, but we also need to live out the scriptures so that we can continue to live in the freedom of Jesus Christ and walk in the light, so that we ourselves may not become false teachers and depart from the faith. Point four, knowing scripture helps us stand firm against the enemy. When we choose to dwell in the word and memorize it, we can see more clearly truth and lies. And the scripture becomes more readily accessible for us in overcoming temptation to sin and remaining focused on God, because we can draw on the word that sits in our heart and in our mind. It is through God's words and promises that the lies of the enemy are defeated in our lives. In Matthew 4, we read about Jesus' experience with temptation while he was in the wilderness and how he used scripture to battle against the lies and the temptations of Satan. Three times the enemy came to tempt Jesus, knowing that he had been alone in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights without any food or any water. And three times Jesus responded to Satan saying, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. It is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." And then the devil left him. Jesus knew God's word and declared it over the enemy's lies, and the enemy left, for he knew that he had no hold over Jesus. My fifth and final point is this: God's word nourishes our soul. Matthew 4, verse 4 says, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." And 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scripture is God-breathed." One day our physical bodies will pass away and not be anymore, but our souls will live on forever in heaven. And yet we are so easily prioritizing caring for our physical needs over nurturing and feeding our soul. We eat food every day, we clothe ourselves, and we care about how we present ourselves physically to the world. And in all of that, we can sometimes neglect the soul. Now, let me just say, I'm beyond grateful that all of you woke up this morning and decided to wear clothes to church. But, and it is very important for us to have food for our bodies and to look after our physical needs, but we are not truly living as God intended for us until we are also putting as much, if not more, time into caring for our spiritual needs and growth as we do for our physical body. How do we feed the soul? Through the Word of God. We cannot live a victorious life in Christ if we are neglecting to read our Bible. Let's recap our 5 points. Why is knowing the Scriptures not optional in our walk with God? 1, to know the truth, God's truth. 2, because God speaks to us through His Word. 3, the Bible testifies of Jesus Christ and we are called to live as He did. 4, knowing Scripture helps us stand firm against the enemy. And 5, God's Word nourishes our soul. Paul's encouragement to Timothy is to remain in the Word, and his warning to stand firm against the foolishness of distorted Scripture and false teachings and those who use the Word to justify their own sinful desires is as relevant as it was for Timothy back then as it is for us now. Daily immersion in God's Word is crucial for us all. Having wisdom and discernment to guard our hearts against the work of the enemy is vital in helping us to remain steadfast and stand firm in God, especially as this world continues to grow more and more separated from God's truth. Now, I feel like I've done a bit of forceful talking to you guys this morning, and it is what God has laid on my heart. And it does come from a place of conviction and urgency for us to walk in God's truth and to guard our hearts. But I also want to give you guys some encouragement as well as I wrap up. Some days, I really struggle to read my Bible. I've always had to work really hard at reminding myself to pick up my Bible and read through it. Not because I don't want to, but out of all the different ways that we can connect with God and have relationship with Him, it's definitely not the one that I'm the strongest in. But God knows my heart. And I do believe that we should all be reading and dwelling in the Scriptures every single day, like I said earlier. And some of us need to get out of that mindset that it's an optional part of faith. But I also know that we have a loving, compassionate, gracious, and merciful Heavenly Father who longs for His children to know Him and to spend time with Him in His Word. And if you want to really know the heart of our Heavenly Father, the Scriptures are going to be the place for you to discover that. If you want to know and understand how and why God loves you so deeply and so unconditionally and has such incredible plans for you, the Scriptures is where you're going to see that. If you need to be reminded of your worth or that God is with you in every struggle or that you aren't alone as you try and get through the day, the Bible is filled with God's promises of love and it reveals so powerfully His heart for you. If you're feeling lost and hopeless, God's Word will show you that He has a plan and a purpose for your life and that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. How precious, how powerful, how incredible is the Word of God. And our God must love us so incredibly much to have made this book so that we can see and know His heart for us. Yes, we need to guard our hearts against the foolishness of the enemy and those who choose to not live in the truth of God's Word. And we need to be diligent in doing that. But let us also dwell in the Scriptures daily, that we may continually discover God's heart of love for all of us as well as we do it. Let's pray. Father God, help us to have hearts that just desire to seek You, to know You, to dwell with You in Your Word. Lord, open our eyes so that we may clearly see and know the preciousness, the importance of Your Scripture, that we may not lose sight, Lord, of this way that You have given us to know You and to seek You and to hear You and to grow in You, Lord.
May we not become complacent in connecting with you and growing in our relationship with you, Lord, but may we seek you with all of our hearts through your word, knowing, Lord, that you speak to us, that you reveal yourself to us, and that you desire for us to see and know your heart of love that you have for us through your word. Be with us this week, Father, we pray. May we delight in your word, that it may not just be another book, but that, Lord, our hearts may be on fire with desire and excitement to dwell in your presence and to read your word and to know you deeply. Ignite in us, Lord, a longing for more of you in your scripture. In your name we pray. Amen.